All right, BJ, it's not training camp yet, but it's training camp season, which means we're going to be doing some positional previews, and we'll start with the defensive line, a talented group highlighted by two guys that are on their way back.
In order to have success on a defense, you have to have that talent up front, and the Chiefs are getting two more talented guys. We know what DeVito can do. He's had history in Bob Sutton's defense. He's been here a couple of years. Catapano is the interesting one. We know how excited he was last year. He was really disappointed he wasn't able to get on the field, and he's worked really hard this offseason. We've had a chance to talk to him. He is fired up. So you look at Jay Howard, Alan Bailey, Dontari Poe, and then those two guys. There's five guys right there that is a talented group. Adds a lot of depth to the D-line.
And you touched upon it a little bit. Mike DeVito entering his ninth season. Catapano, despite that missed season last year, entering his third season. So a little bit of experience there. One guy whose experience is fourth-year veteran Dontari Poe, coming off of two Pro Bowl seasons in a row.
Yeah, there's not a more talented defensive lineman in the NFL than Dontari Poe. It's high praise. When you play over 88% of the snaps, you're 346 pounds. You can play the zero tech. You can play three tech. You can move out and play five tech. He's so athletic and do so many different things for this defense. Yeah, there's a reason why the Chiefs defense finished number two last year in scoring, allowing just 17.6 points per game, and that starts up front. Every elite defense has an elite big man, and the Chiefs have one of the best in the NFL in Dontari Poe.
You're so right about how it sets the tone for the entire defense because it's at the line, but this can also set the tone for some of these rookies coming in. One that comes to mind is Raheem Nunez-Rocha.
Raheem Nunez-Rochez, when he was drafted, a lot of draft analysts out there said that this is one of the steals of the draft. They didn't expect him to be there. A lot of experts out there believe that he fits in as kind of like that nickel pass rusher, kind of like Alan Bailey was early in his career, Mike Catapano was a couple years ago when he first came in, that he's a penetrator. Get him in there on third down, let him get after it. Now, he's got a lot of competition. He's got a lot to learn to get to that point, and he's still got to put the pads on and get after it. But you look at this, the entire depth of this defensive line, you got to be excited about it. It's one thing. If you're going out to training camp, you want to check the defensive line. Nunez-Rocha, Catapano. For me, Catapano is the guy to watch. But there's a lot of exciting things to watch with this group.
So now you know what to watch. I'm going to put BJ on the spot here a little bit. Final thought about the defensive line heading into the 2015 season.
There's not a player who's more excited to put the pads on and hit somebody than Mike Catapano. He's in great shape. I'm excited to see him get after it and try to get out there and make an impact. Mike DeVito told us he wouldn't be surprised if Catapano made the Pro Bowl this year. So high praise from a nine-year veteran, but that's what I'm looking forward to at training camp.
When a nine-year veteran says that, you have to take it seriously. We'll be watching the defensive line heading into training camp.
65 toss power trap.